Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC and on This Morning, where we've been following events around the removal of protesters temporarily and tents permanently, the city hopes, from Zuccotti Park. The artist Robert Rauschenberg famously said, "Art can change the world." And my next guests are carrying on his legacy, trying to do just that. Christy McClear is the executive director of the Robert Rauschenberg Foundation. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Shepard Fairey, who created the iconic Obama Hope poster, Obey Giant, and much other art. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you.
And some of you know that Shepard also did the new poster for our sister station, WQXR, riffing on Obey Giant. For the classical music listeners, it says Obey Toven. And Shepard, I understand you were down at the Canal Street protest, which is just a few blocks from our studio, on your way up here. What'd you see? What'd you do?
Well, I happened to be in town for this, so we went across the street to see it, and I gave out some stickers that I made actually before Occupy started, but I think that tie into its ideas of corporate influence and corruption. So I gave some of my stickers that I think support the Occupy cause out to people, and said I'm down, I'm with you.
To be clear, so I don't overstate your role in the WQXR thing. You didn't do that WQXR Obey Toven, but you kind of gave it your blessing. Right?
That's right. Yeah, it's riffing off my work, but I thought it was great. I support the classical music, and of course, I think it's a clever thing. I'm all for a creative dialogue of references, and it's absolutely within the realm of fair use. So I gave it the thumbs up.
In the spirit of the mashup, which
exactly
you've been in,
yes,
your whole working career. And what's this piece? You're invited to the occupation party. Is that something you did?
No, I actually didn't do that. But I think because I'd made some free downloads of images and put a lot of imagery supporting the Occupy movement on my website, some of the artists or designers behind that felt that that my imagery was fair game for that. And I supported. A lot of times my imagery is used for things without people asking permission, and almost all the time I'm fine with that.
So this is twice already where I thought something was yours and it was actually something people were doing riffing on you.
Right. But I did not complain because I believe in the cause.
And what was on those stickers that you handed out this morning?
There's a Reagan holding up a sign that says corporate influence for sale and it's sort of an anonymous businessman with a sign, corporate violence for sale. But it's as if they're posters that have been partially ripped away. So representing that there's a little bit of a public pushback against the salesmanship of bad ideas.
So Christy McClear, executive director of the Robert Rauschenberg Foundation, an interesting morning to be here. Tell us about the foundation's relationship with Shepard Fairey.
Well, we chose Shepard Fairey to be the first artist as activist, which is a program, an effort based on the history of Bob Rauschenberg. He believed that art could change the world, and he did this in many different ways, one of which in the 60s he used to develop posters for racial equality, for free Tibet, for AIDS activism. And Shepard was our first choice, perfect choice, as you can see even by the conversations we're just having about the Occupy Wall Street and some of the things he's been involved in.
What were some of the things that Robert Rauschenberg was involved in? You just mentioned posters during the civil rights era. And what else did he say? I mean, did he see himself in a political context? And in what ways, and how did it intersect with his art? Because I think a lot of people who might walk through the Museum of Modern Art or whatever, mm-hmm. looking at Rauschenberg pieces,
right.
It's not the first thing they have in mind.
Well, what's interesting is most people think of Rauschenberg as an artist singularly, but they don't know the humanitarian sort of balancing factor. And Shepard and I were just speaking about every decade there were sort of these movements that Bob would be involved in, whether it was activist posters, funding an organization called Change Inc. to support artist emergency needs. He traveled around the world to use art in the concept that art created an exchange or a dialogue toward peacekeeping. And now, of course, in the 90s, he created the foundation, which funds things from art and education, art and human services, et cetera. So he was a real humanitarian, and you can see that in his art. He used imagery from civil rights, things, the endangered bald eagle. He would use astronauts, John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, et cetera.
Were you influenced by Robert Rauschenberg at all, or just, you know, interested in this connection?
No, I've been a huge fan of Rauschenberg for a lot of years, and a lot of our interests overlap. I really believe that we need to worry about the environment and the fate of the Earth, and he did the first Earth Day poster. My gift I asked for my parents for graduation from college was the Rauschenberg Art and Life book. So, you know, this is a tremendous honor for me. I'm very much trying to use my work to shed light on issues, but also just to make powerful art. But it's also important for me to deliver messages and try to, you know, affect positive change. So I think that for me, this is a really great collaboration and an honor to, you know, carry on Bob's legacy.
And as part of the Rauschenberg Foundation Artist as Activist Honor, you're making a limited edition print, I understand. I hope you're actually doing this one and I don't make the same mistake three times.
He actually did do this.
That will be used to raise money for Coalition for the Homeless, correct?
Yes, that's correct. So I made an image that is inspired by Depression-era Art Deco, Art Nouveau, idealized imagery. It's a pair of women standing on top of books holding up a flower that's grown out of a piece of barbed wire, and there's a book beneath that says "The Future's Unwritten," which is a quote from Joe Strummer of The Clash, who was an advocate for the working class and a humanitarian. And so, you know, it's a piece, and it also says liberty, shelter, and equality across the bottom. That you know, I'm pushing for values that I think are very important in general, but also connect specifically to what the New York Coalition for the Homeless is trying to do.
So, Christy McClear from the Rauschenberg Foundation, this will then be auctioned off to benefit Coalition for the Homeless?
Actually, we're selling the prints on artnet.com, and we've sold we've just launched it this weekend. We've already sold half of them, which is fantastic. It's raised $100,000 for Coalition for the Homeless. We've funded for the past 10 years this organization in preventative measures. So they're food banks, eviction, stemming eviction notices, and crisis prevention. So I think that Coalition for the Homeless is something we're faced with every day, not just if you're homeless, but, you know, as you walk down the street and you're faced with this crisis.
By coincidence, there's an exhibition of works from Robert Rauschenberg's private collection at the Gagosi in Chelsea through December 23rd. These aren't his works. These are pieces that he owned by Marcel Duchamp, Willem de Kooning, Jasper Johns, Lichtenstein, others from his collection. Who are the artists that he admired for how they changed the world?
It's so interesting because that exhibition from curators, the curator from the Menil was there and MoMA was there. We have artists who've gone there, and all of them have been remarkably moved by the exhibition because I think there's sort of three ways to look at it. One is, who did he respect from Duchamp and Magritte? Two, who did he collaborate with, Johns and Cy Twombly? And then, you know, who followed in his footsteps? You have Bryce Martin and Frank Stella, people who worked in art and technology. And this exhibition shows how new ideas come about, this amazing community of artists and new ideas. So people have to go. The work is for sale, and it will fund our endowment, which then goes back to artistic commissions. So I sort of look at it as one hand washes the other, and the world keeps going round.
Exactly. Did you want to say something about that?
Well, yeah, it's really incredible that, you know, the Rauschenberg Foundation's doing everything it's doing, and I guess we didn't mention there's also the fine art piece that's for sale as well. I did a canvas, which is a different image. But that's also going to benefit the New York Coalition for the Homeless, and that's going to be auctioned
tonight.
Oh, that's the auction.
Yeah, that's tonight.
It. Who else were you influenced by, Shepard, growing up? Like, were there particular artists who you really studied, you know, above others?
Well, you know, within the art world, I loved a lot of the pop artists: Jasper Johns, Rauschenberg, Warhol. But then there were artists that I think were maybe a little bit more outsider. Robbie Canal, who's a poster artist from L.A. that made Reagan with Contradiction back in the 80s. He's an activist artist, still active. Barbara Kruger, who's done a lot of work for reproductive rights and plenty of other political causes. And then a lot of the Works Progress Administration art from FDR era, mm-hmm. and Russian constructivism, Rodchenko's work, a lot of poster art and political art, but album covers. It runs the gamut. Jamie Reed, who did the art for the Sex Pistols, I think is a great designer and
artist.
It's
a fascinating mix of the visual and political. I think we see a lot of that reflected in your work. Mm-hmm. Just in 30 seconds before you go, when you were here last year, Shepard, you said you were disappointed with Obama after designing Obama Hope, but you were glad what you call the watered-down health plan went through, and listening to McCain, Obama was still better than the alternative. With Occupy and everything going on, are you more or less or the same amount of disappointed? And would you use your talents again for a candidate in electoral politics?
I might, but I won't most likely this time. But I do think that Obama, if pushed in the right way, could be an advocate on the inside. And I think that the idea of giving up on Obama is not the right approach. I just think that democracy is failing a lot of people, and you need to do more than just vote to get your point across and have the leaders address your needs.
Artist Shepard Fairey, Christy McClear from the Rauschenberg Foundation, designating Shepard as their first artist as activist. Thank you both so much for
coming
on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.